We've grown up together. We've gotten to know these guys over the years. It's the old 97s. Brett, Murray, Ken, and Philip joining us here in studio. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for the live return music. That was awesome.
I know. I kept waiting for you to yell, let's cut that back a little bit.
Well, things are happening for you all. I mean, they've been happening for 30 years, but you've got a camera crew in here. Why don't we talk about that first? Documentary?
Yeah, so we're in the process of making a new record, and while we do it, we've got a documentary film crew following us around, started yesterday. The trickiest part of all this is having a lavalier microphone taped inconspicuously inside your T-shirt all day.
Oh, so you're wired.
Whether you know you're being filmed or not, exactly. Like, you could admit to murder in the bathroom.
Your Robert Durst moment.
Exactly. Like, it's a little tricky. We're getting used to that part of it. But it's been great working up new songs. It's awesome.
Yeah, you guys have been busy. You just went into the studio a couple of weeks ago, and you're about to play every night for about 2 months straight, it looks like.
Yeah, well, for this month, we're recording an album, and then we go straight from here to the Northeast to do an East Coast run that goes from late March through into almost late April. Yeah.
Wow.
No rest for the wicked, George.
No.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, but we play like 12 times a year. You guys are playing 12 times in 2 weeks, it looks like, on a lot of these things.
Yeah. Days off are for rich people, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what George knows all about.
Well, I don't either. No, I don't.
And that's part of it today with a band. You have to tour, right? Because album sales are weird. It's not like it used to be, and so many artists.
They've always been weird.
Yeah, it's always been weird.
For us, they have. There was a time in the 90s when label mates of ours on Elektra Records were selling just mountains of albums, the Third Eye Blinds of the world. Mm-hmm. But where are they now? I don't know. Actually, they might still be around.
Still doing really well, Rhett.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I challenge them to a fight.
Oh, okay.
Stephen Jenkins. Anyway, we still do this job. It's crazy. We feel pretty lucky, but it's been nonstop. And I think that's part of why these folks asked if they could make a documentary about us, because there's so few bands, maybe if any, that are still the four original members 33 years into their history.
Yes, I think that's really impressive. You know, there are a lot of parallels between your band and our station. And this show, it's the same three guys for 30-plus years.
Crazy.
You guys, same four guys. Yeah. For 30-plus years, what's been your secret?
Well, it's funny. Kind of like you and George were, you know, college friends and sort of dreaming of it before you started here. Murray and I were, like, he was my mentor. He was a few years older than me, recorded my first demos, taught me how to do all the bad stuff musicians do and the good stuff.
It's fun to do bad things.
Do substances, drop out of school.
And he got me my first gig. He let me play in between his band Peyote Cowboys and Three on a Hill at 500 Cafe. 40 years ago this year.
Yeah. And then Red Cross after that.
And then
Peter Schmidt. I went to high school with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Way back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And it's so, I don't know, so many critics, I guess, try to put a band in a box. And you guys, I think that's one thing that's really unique about you. To me, you're rock. I know you're called alt country. You're Americana. You're a lot of different things. But I think maybe the thing that has carried you this long is you are unique. You're different. You don't sound, it's clearly the old 97s 10 seconds in. We know, okay, that's the old 97s.
Thanks. Yeah, that song we just did the return music on was a song, Victoria, that I wrote when Murray and I were roommates. I was 19 years old, so it predates the old 97s by 4 years. And that's when I got asked by this British rock and roller, Robin Hitchcock, years ago, said, tell me about this thing, alt country. And I was like, I don't know. I guess if I had to say one of our songs that typifies alt country, and I played him that song. But that song, I don't know. I didn't even know what alt country was at the time. I don't think there was even an Uncle Tupelo at the time.
Yeah.
Clearly there was country, you know, Willie Nelson, which, you know, Johnny Cash, those are big influences. Yeah. But
well, you play in Victoria, you played him a Kink song, basically. Right? Yeah. Stick a steel guitar on a Kink song, and I don't know. He would have understood that.
And then last night we were working on these new songs, and as we were going through, we're going, God, that's Cheap Trick. That's, you know, the Ramones. So we're all over the place. But they have to talk about you, and they have to use labels, and it is what it is. So I don't mind alt country. I feel like Americana is probably a little more fitting. which is nice. We recently got awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Americana Music Awards.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. That's awesome.
Roseanne Cash.
Did it also make you feel old when you got that, though? Did it also make you feel a little old when you got that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my first thought was, so are we obligated to stop now? But no, we're not, I asked.
Well, that's good.
Well, somebody asked me the other day about Americana, and I was like, because I said, if you had to classify our band, that's usually what we say. We're an Americana band. And they're like, they looked at me like, I was speaking a foreign language, and I was like, you know, like Steve Earle, maybe they knew who he was. And I was like, or CCR. He was,
Creedence
John Fogerty was at the Americana Awards. Yeah. So if that's it helps people frame what the hell you're talking about.
I got to sing with him that night. That was pretty
fun. Did you really?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Got up and sang back up with him during the All-Star Jam at the end. Huh. I wasn't the only one, but I was right there. I made sure I got to stand right behind him.
That's cool. By the way, thank you to the band for loaning your guitar player, Ken, to the Ticket Time Wasters last week.
Yeah. So let's hear this Beast of Burden story, because he's been bragging an awful lot about how great he was.
He was great.
Okay, here's the deal, though. Can y'all hear me?
Get right down on it.
Yeah, so here's the deal. I'm not an All-Star Jam guy. Really, none of us are. Like, the idea of getting and playing with somebody else is scary, because we only play with each other, right? And that feels comfortable. And outside of that, so, George is like, yeah, come play it. You can do it. And I do, and it's my favorite band, Rolling Stones. I do know the song Beast of Burden, from Lanes of High School. What key? George says,
it's in music.
Yeah. Yeah. Capoed 5. All right, that's already not real.
No, we were 4. We were 4.
See? And then you show me a C chord.
Yeah.
Up there, and I said, well, what key is it? You said, what's this one? And I started counting. I said, is it E? You said, I think it's E. And I go, quickly show me.
I still
me
said
chords.
It was E, yeah.
So you played E, A, and B.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So walk up on stage. And I go, okay, yeah, I go, there's a minor chord in this song. It also has that da-na-na-na, bump-bump-bump-bump part.
It half-assed rhythm player. I don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
So,
thank you.
In the end, I never did play the minor chord, which is like that. Right?
Nobody noticed.
No, because I am a professional, and I didn't play any chords. I just played lead parts. Stay away from it.
Whatever you did, you nailed it.
It's fun.
Now you know what it's like to be in the Bird Dogs.
That's right. Yeah. It was super fun. Super cool and fun. Thank you.
All right, you guys are going to do a song for us here. We have a studio set up. Thanks to our engineer, Michael, for setting this whole thing up for
there
us.
Go, Michael.
Is this going to be from an upcoming album, or is this a standard?
In the old days, we might have whipped out an unreleased song for y'all, but now we live in a world of file sharing that makes that sort of untenable.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, because we're here this week for pre-production, but at the end of the month, we're coming back and filming for the documentary, an event at the Sons of Herman Hall on the 24th, I think, of the month. And it's not exact 23rd. It's not exactly in like an announced event, and there's only a few tickets left, I guess, but it's like a filmed event, and we're going to play Too Far to Care in its entirety for the 30th anniversary of this album, for the documentary film crew.
Great.
So here's a couple of songs, or at least a song, off Too Far to Care. This is Big Brown Eyes. Big brown eyes and a gust of wind, and the cherry burns the corner of the page that says the end is coming soon. Not soon enough. Restring all your guitars, pack up all your stuff, because if Robert's dad is right, we might not make it through the night. Oh, and I'd hate to go alone. Oh, please pick up the phone. And a pill or three. And I'm calling time and temperature just for some company. I wish you were here. I wish I was too. Well, I'll drink myself to sleeplessness, I always do. You don't want me anymore. Since fame and fortune broke down our door. No, you don't give me no respect. What did I expect?
just left up my mind. You made a big impression for a girl of your size. Now I can't get by without you and your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes. Hands are cold, her breath is warm. Yeah, she's a port in a storm, and I'm worried now, but it won't be long. It takes a worried man, you know, to sing a worried song. And I've got issues, yeah, oh, like I miss you. I weren't so thick. Well, I'm making myself sick. If that phone don't ring one more time, I'm gonna lose what's left of my mind. You made a big impression for a girl of your size. Now I can't get by without you and your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes.
Yeah, all right.
Hell yeah.
Wow, that sounded great. Man, I had a great front row center seat for an old 97 show. This is awesome.
Pretty fun.
Yeah,
still,
that was
still sounds like it did back when it came out, too. You guys sound awesome. So tight. Voice still strong, Rhett.
Yeah,
and
so strong.
The surgery worked, man.
I do want to know how many colonoscopies you've had collectively now compared to the early days. Okay, Ken's holding up two. Murray's got one. Rhett's got one, and Phillip's got one. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. And a half because of a ColoGuard, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of counts.
That's kind of weird. What's in the box?
Yeah, you poop it.
Oh, God, what's in the box?
And then they anthropomorphize the box in the commercial, where now I have to imagine that I'm pooping in this live, living box that's got a personality.
All right, that was awesome. You guys, don't go anywhere, because coming up next, a certain local NFL owner may be interested in hiring you.